Republican Representative Mike Noel wants to ease the pain of what he calls frivolous lawsuits against the state as it pursues development projects. He says environmental groups use the appeals process to drain developers of millions of dollars while they lose no skin in the game. Noel's HB 399 requires the person or group filing suit to post a bond for those anticipated damages when seeking a stay or injunction. He says it levels the playing field.
The courts already have the authority to impose this, but this would say you will impose it and really put a little bit more emphasis on the fact that there are people out there with investments. Do anything. This is one way we can push back a little bit and say there is a process by where you have to put some money up.
Kevin Carter, director of Utah's School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration, or SITLA, says attempting to stop projects that have already gone through a long public process is just a costly delay mechanism.
In our case, when we have to defend against this kind of action, we're spending money that otherwise would go to the Permanent School Trust Fund. And so those are valuable dollars. Those are important dollars that should be going to help educate our children. Instead, they're going to defend frivolous lawsuits.
But Ed Firmich told the committee HB 399 disenfranchises private citizens and smaller organizations that can't afford to post a bond.
The state could do something that is illegal, that is improper, that is against the interests of people in the state. And if this bill were passed, all but the richest organizations would be effectively barred from participating in a legal process to stop such an action.
Matt Pacienza, policy director of anti-nuclear group Heal Utah, says most environmental groups avoid frivolous lawsuits because they're costly. He says if a citizen or organization really believes the state has erred in granting a permit, the ability to stop it is a critical step in being able to express an argument against it or even come to a compromise, as in the case of Legacy Parkway. The state granted permits for the project, but groups intervened, arguing the highway would damage wetlands.
That's an example where they stopped it briefly. That brought everyone back to the table, and a better thing came out of it. The highway got built. Tens of thousands of cars are on it now, but we also have a really critical piece of wetlands next to it, which now has a heightened level of preservation that it wouldn't have had otherwise.
But arguing to the contrary, Noel said Legacy Highway is a good example of why his bill is necessary, because the delay cost the state $4 million. The committee voted 10-1 to send the bill to the full House, with Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe casting the only no vote. A similar bill was passed by Utah lawmakers in 2006, but vetoed by then-Governor John Huntsman. And in 2009, the bill passed the House, but was never voted on by the Senate. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.